That, as any fan of American professional football could tell you, is the theme song for Monday Night Football, as performed by country music icon Hank Williams Jr. In Australia, fans of one of that country's most popular sports, rugby league football, get the same surge of energy when they hear this. That's my This song has beckoned many an Aussie to the television to watch Australia's National Rugby League games. It's called That's My Team, and it's by the band The Hoodoo Gurus. The Hoodoo Gurus are rock and roll legends in Australia. The band formed in Sydney in the early 80s, and in their nearly 30-year career, they've earned numerous gold and platinum albums in their native land. In 2007, the band was inducted into the Australian Recording Industry Association's Hall of Fame, and took their place alongside AC/DC, the Bee Gees, NXS, and Nick Cave. The Hoodoo Gurus have a new CD, their first in 6 years. It's called Purity of Essence, and two members of the band are here with us. Dave Faulkner is the singer and rhythm guitarist. Brad Shepherd is the lead guitarist. They're in our studios in New York. Guys, thanks so much for being with us.
Hello. Rebecca. Blackmail cornered there with that. That's my scene. You sprung that on us.
Well, you know, we got to get your energy up for the interview.
It does, actually. We were huge rugby league fans, and it was so funny when they got us to do that. So it ran for 5 years, and just recently it stopped. But, yeah, it's funny hearing that version. It's, you know, one of our most famous songs, What's My Scene, and, you know, they turned it around to that.
Your new CD is called Purity of Essence. Where did that title come from, by the way?
It's from Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb, the Stanley Kubrick film. It was the obsession of the main protagonist who causes World War III. He's a bit worried about his manhood being sapped by the commies. So this essence is being polluted.
Well, there's now sort of a legend that half the songs were written during a single rehearsal session. Was it just sort of stars and moons aligning and magic happening in one place?
It definitely was, but it wasn't actually they were written. We hadn't ever played them with the band before, so presenting the songs, you never know if it's going to knit together and sound coherent or whether it just lies there inert and kind of like, okay, that one wasn't any good, we'll go to the next one. This particular day, every single thing we tried seemed to just lock into place and everyone was on the same wavelength.
And the parts and the arrangements that we came up with on the spot in that rehearsal room are, in essence, what you hear on the album.
Yeah. Wow, have you ever had a day like that?
I mean, you always wish that that's the way it's going to occur and you always try your best, but the planets aligned on this particular day.
I want to play the first song on the album. It's called Cracking Up.
In the middle of this very deep sleep, and you know, you kind of wake up and you remember your dreams and you wake up during them. Well, this one came to me whole in a dream, and when I realized that it wasn't actually something I was hearing in the real world but was in my head, I had to quickly gather my thoughts and find a recorder and put it down, all the melodies that were there before I lost anything and got them confused.
So do you keep a guitar by your bed? I mean, how do you make sure you don't lose that between waking and writing it down?
I've had terrible times before where I have lost things, and I just had to find a recorder, and I had house guests staying with me, and I said, look, don't talk to me because I've got to get this thing down in the next couple of minutes or else it'll be gone.
There's definitely songs on Purity of Essence that have a different sound. I mean, you know, there's I Hope You're Happy that's got that big sound and a backup choir going.
Well, it makes you think. I hope it makes you happy. I hope it makes you feel real good. I hope it makes you happy. Even then, you better knock on wood. Hope it makes you happy. Well, I hope it makes you feel real good. Hope it makes you happy. Even then, you better knock on wood.
Where Where does that come from?
I listen to a lot of R&B and soul, and that was kind of my attempt to kind of get a bit of that flavour in there. And some raunchy female backing vocals on that stuff is quite the signature, so I kind of just want to chuck that in there to kind of point even more obviously to the direction I was referring to. Actually, I guess that's more gospel, isn't it? Rather than soul or R&B, it's a bit more gospel flavour. But yeah, it's all of a piece because gospel inspired those genres. So yeah, we just wanted to bring that aspect out a little bit.
I'm speaking with Dave Faulkner and Brad Shepherd of the band The Hoodoo Gurus. Their new CD is called Purity of Essence. In 1997, you guys announced you were breaking up. Dave Faulkner, you said you were written out. What do you mean by that?
What it was that the previous record we had made, I just loved. It was an album called In Blue Cave. And I felt that I didn't want to make a record that I didn't like as much as that album. So I just thought, let's just stop while we're ahead. And, you know, there's also the certain sort of prejudice in the industry against older artists. You know, it's just a fact of life that it's a young person's game as far as getting attention and radio and things like that. It just seemed like a natural thing to do, just to quit while we're at the top of our game. And it was a good thing to do, actually, at the time. But, you know, unfortunately, the Hoodoo Gurus, that beast that lurked within the four of us, wasn't so easily conquered.
When I was 17, my blood was gasoline. No matter where I turned, I got my fingers burned. I wouldn't go back there if I could. I wouldn't go back there if I could.
You mentioned that rock is a young man's game, but if you listen to a song like Burnt Orange on the new CD, it doesn't seem like you have a lot of regrets about no longer being young men.
You know, like most people, I think as you get older, you start to feel a little more in control of your, turbulent emotions and you know, try to make a bit of sense out of all the things that you've gone through in your past. And, I don't want to go through those dramas again. You know, they were horrible.
And Brad Shepherd, you know, the music industry has changed so much since you all started playing together. You've weathered so many different musical trends. Are there advantages to being veterans in this industry, not just not being sort of young and callow anymore?
Oh, I don't care. I've ceased paying attention, actually, you know. I just focus on what we do and to hell with everybody else, frankly. Can I say that?
I don't think it's just American rock you can hear influencing your sound. If you listen to Somebody Take Me Home, that's American country.
Yeah, that's one that Brad started. I took a long time to get into country. It actually took Elvis's Sun Sessions to kind of bridge the gap between rock and roll and country for me. And I'm a huge fan now, and this is just our attempt to write a jukebox barroom tearjerker, I guess.
Ain't somebody gonna take me home tonight? Get me out of here. Somebody better take me home tonight. This old Foster's always glad to see me. The whiskey bottle winks and says hello.
Is that fun for you, the sort of working with language and playing around with message? I'm thinking of a song like What's In It For Me.
I've always had a bit of a tongue-in-cheek attitude in some of my lyrics, which is intended to make me come across a bit of a lightweight to some people. But, you know, this is just me having fun with the idea of someone who's a complete tightwad and just begrudges giving a penny to any sort of charity. But I sing it from their point of view and kind of make it seem like quite an appealing attitude to have in the song.
Let me say, what's in it for me? Cause you don't get nothing free. Could you stop? You keep after me? Cause I'm not a charity.
I also like that little Sympathy for the Devil woo-woo in the back there.
That's right. We're really proud of that song. You know, we've always been like a hard rockin' band, but it's been kind of more the punky sort of 70s energy that informs our sort of furious bluster. And this particular one, we've got a bit more of that sort of roll in there, the Stonesy Black Crows thing. To me, it's one of the most rock and roll things we've ever done, you know.
What's in it for me? What's in it for me?
Brad Shepherd, you know, the band's been around a long time, nearly 30 years. You've had the same lineup of guys for over 20 years. What do you think is the secret to keeping the same foursome together?
Oh, this is just going to sound... it's going to sound like rubbish. Honestly, I just think it's because we're music fans. It's really simple. You know, I personally feel like an archaeologist or something. You know, you keep digging and you never get to the bottom. There's always new music to turn you on.
Dave Faulkner and Brad Shepherd of the band The Hoodoo Gurus, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you very
much.
Thanks,
Rebecca. Much appreciated.
The Hoodoo Gurus' new release is called Purity of Essence. You can hear more of their music at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Leanne Hansen will be back next week. I'm Rebecca Roberts.